Good morning. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. And we're continuing our Meet a Mayor series this morning with the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich. He's here to answer your questions about the city and his role in it at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us, ideas@wpr.org. Do you live in Green Bay? What questions do you have for your mayor about how the city's being run? Call us this morning, 1-800-642-1234. Eric Genrich was elected mayor of Green Bay in 2019. He previously served three terms in the state assembly, representing a Green Bay district. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate your time this morning. And I want to start with the heavy hearts around the state, around the nation this morning, with the five dead after the Waukesha Christmas parade on Sunday evening, and want to get your reaction to it.
Yeah, well, like everybody in the state and country, sending my thoughts and prayers and love to the people of Waukesha and those affected. You know, we just had our Christmas parade this past Saturday, so I think we can all, you know, sort of put ourselves in that position and recognize all of the joy and fun and you know, warm feelings everyone was experiencing, and then for that to be interrupted with that horrible tragedy is just it's unimaginable. So certainly thinking of all those folks down in Waukesha, and also thinking of our friends down in Appleton who are having their Christmas parade this evening, and I know are going to be doing a very touching tribute to those that were impacted.
Mayor Genrich, take us behind the scenes and give us some idea what it's like to plan, organize, and orchestrate parades like these.
Yeah, you know, there's a ton, obviously, that goes into the logistical preparations involved. Ours is really orchestrated by our downtown business improvement district, downtown Green Bay. So they're the ones that sort of take the lead in organizing it and rounding up sponsors. But we also have a special events committee and a special events coordinator within the mayor's office. And so that's the team that runs through all of the safety concerns. We have representation from our police and fire and our risk manager, and a whole host of others across the organization to make sure that, you know, all of the safety protocols are in place and the appropriate barriers are placed to prevent some of these things from happening. But, you know, the reality is you can do everything that you need to do and should be doing, and you can still, you know, experience a horrible tragedy like we witnessed down in Waukesha.
Do the public safety aspects enter your mind on a Saturday night before the Sunday night tragedies? Is that something you look around and see where the roadblocks are and how it's all set up?
You know, I'd be lying if I said that's where my mind was at Saturday morning, but I know that's what our police department and our fire department are oftentimes thinking. Our Department of Public Works, you know, who's involved in placing a lot of the barriers and vehicles sometimes that act as barriers. So, you know, I was focused on kind of welcoming the crowd and doing those sorts of things. But we certainly have the professionals in place that are always vigilant to those kinds of concerns.
Our guest, the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich, joining us this morning, taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234 or emails ideas@wpr.org. So would public gatherings like the holiday parade in Waukesha or the protests against police in Kenosha last August in 2020 something that you as a mayor worry about increasingly?
What specifically is your question?
Well, are these public gatherings now, is this something you are concerned with? I know you've got a new police chief in Green Bay, Chris Davis, as of September, and how do you coordinate public safety?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we welcome all sorts of peaceful public gatherings in the city of Green Bay, and we've experienced them, you know, many times historically, and even more so recently, as you said, in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. A lot of demonstrations occurred in the city of Green Bay, 99.9% peaceful, and so, you know, by and large had a good experience with that. Our former police chief, Andrew Smith, was very clear in saying that we welcome, we support public demonstrations as long as they're done peacefully, and that's certainly the case with our new chief as well, Chris Davis. And from my point of view, you know, that's the kind of thing that we want to see in Green Bay, not just people exercising their free speech rights, but all kinds of public gatherings and events. I think we're known as a community that welcomes those kinds of experiences, especially in our downtown, on our river. And so we want to make sure that, people continue to feel safe and welcomed and protected.
Along those same lines, earlier this year, the police in Green Bay began wearing body cameras. And I'm wondering how you've seen this new technology being used. The city's investing over $2.5 million in the system, and that includes a $700,000 donation from the Green Bay Packers. What have you seen with the body camera wearing so far, Mr. Mayor?
First of all, just very appreciative for that support that you mentioned from the Green Bay Packers. A lot of generosity directed towards us, but also the village of Ashwaubenon and our Brown County sheriffs to allow for all three entities to implement the wearing of body cameras in these communities. And so that we have, you know, we have appreciated them to this point. I know the chief really likes the fact that we have them in place. You know, there's something also called replay coaching that's involved, which I know has been welcome, so that, you know, our officers and folks in our command staff can take a look at routine incidents or incidents where we feel like, you know, things could have gone differently, to really provide, you know, that feedback, you know, from our more seasoned officers who have seen some more things, maybe a little bit more experienced, can kind of coach up our new officers and help them improve the way that they're policing in the community. So, yeah, so thus far have really appreciated the fact that we have that technology in place.
And that goes along the lines with the Green Bay's 2022 budget, which was approved last week by the City Council. It also includes more than $23.5 million from the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA funds. And Mayor Genrich, how did the city ultimately decide to use these one-time federal funds?
So we're still really in the process of determining that. We had a couple of town hall meetings that touched on both the city budget and our ARPA allocation. So I had some in-person and virtual participation there. But then we also received 700-plus responses to our online survey that was specifically about the ARPA allocation. In terms of how it was used in our city budget, we only used, I think it's about a little over 2%. Of our allocation, $655,000 to pay for some one-time equipment replacements and repairs, things of that sort that were handled in our 2022 budget. The balance of that, however, remains to be spent. So we'll be having that conversation again at our finance committee meeting on November 30th, bringing forward kind of an overarching framework to govern how we're going to spend those dollars, but also want to allow time for our department heads, department staff, and alders to really dig into some of those details and help us shape the specifics on how we're going to respond. But in terms of that framework, you know, what we're looking at is a big chunk of that, you know, that allocation, roughly in the $10 million neighborhood, being spent on a lot of our infrastructural needs. We're able to use that $10 million a bit more flexibly than the rest of the allocation because it's related to our revenue loss calculation, you know, based on how much revenue the city lost because of the pandemic. So we're able to use that $10 million to really invest in, you know, some of the roads and bridges and, you know, reconstructions, resurfacings that people really recognize need to take place here in the city. The next largest allocation would be directed towards housing and economic development, especially directed towards those neighborhoods that have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19 and the downturn in the economy. So that's in the neighborhood of $6 million, $3 million for stormwater infrastructure, both kind of larger projects, but then also programs targeted towards individuals and businesses that are interested in investing in green infrastructure, public safety, violence prevention, violence interruption, another big bucket that I'm suggesting in the area of about $2 million, and then tourism promotion specifically to some of our arts and culture activities for about $1 million.
Meet a mayor this morning on The Morning Show. Our guest, the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich, taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234. What would you like Mayor Genrich to do about police reform, climate change, or affordable housing in Green Bay? You can share your suggestions with us this morning, and the mayor of Green Bay himself, Eric Genrich, as our conversation continues. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Meet a mayor this morning on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. And this morning, we're talking with the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich, and taking your calls. We'll look at a city's plan to invest their ARPA funds and inviting you to join us with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Email always ideas at WPR.org. Are you happy with how Green Bay has handled the pandemic? What more would you like the mayor to do to help Green Bay recover? Taking your calls, and there are also questions surrounding the continuing Republican complaints over the outcome of the 2020 election and the future of Wisconsin's election integrity. Mayor Genrich, before the break, you were talking about how you would propose to spend some of these federal ARPA funds, and that includes $6 million on housing and economic development. Green Bay is not alone in struggling to meet housing needs right now. A 2020 study by the Green Bay Redevelopment Authority concluded that the city needs to add more than 7,000 housing units over the next 20 years. Just give us some idea, Mayor Genrich, of how the lack of housing has affected Green Bay.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the housing study that was conducted back in 2020, and that really is sort of the city's roadmap forward. We have some ambitious goals, but we've also seen a lot of projects move forward recently. At our most recent meeting of the Redevelopment Authority, there was a project that was approved to provide around 230 units. 80% of that would be targeted towards folks at 60%. Of our median income. It's a really high quality project in our rail yard district. So near downtown, just on the west side of the river in the On Broadway Business Improvement District. We also have some development agreements that were just recently signed back this summer. Both of these projects are market rate ones. One in our shipyard development, also on the west side of town on the river, 220 units approved there. And then on the east side, about 72 units of market rate housing on North Monroe Avenue, also with space for a downtown grocery store and hopefully a presence for UWGB as well. So we're certainly making progress, but we've got a lot in front of us. Also interested in doing whatever we can, to motivate developers to do business in the city of Green Bay. If there are certain regulations or red tape or zoning issues that are slowing things down, also very open to figuring out what we can do to break down some of those barriers, because we know that the communities that are growing, that are providing adequate and affordable and high quality housing, are the really successful ones across the state and nation, and we want to be in that category.
Mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich. Maddie from DePere joins us over the phone this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Maddie, you're on The Morning Show with the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard that the man who ran those people down in Waukesha had previously used that same vehicle to run down the mother of his child, but he was allowed out at $1,000 bail. What are you and the city doing to address domestic violence? I hope the district attorney and judge, whoever allowed that man out on $1,000 bail, will be held accountable.
Maddie, thank you. Mayor Genrich, what are you doing to tackle the issue of domestic violence?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm very supportive of the organizations in the city of Green Bay that are doing that work. Golden House is probably the most prominent provider of those services for women and families and other individuals that are impacted by domestic violence. Our police department as well, hugely supportive of Golden House. It's an area of focus for the federal government as well. There was an allocation of housing assistance sent directly to the city of Green Bay as a result of the American Rescue Plan Act. And I know that those, the federal government would really love for us to partner with entities like Golden House and others to provide housing for individuals impacted by violence in their homes. So we're doing whatever we can to support those individuals and those entities. But again, just a horrible tragedy witnessed down in Waukesha.
Maddie, thank you for your call. Mayor Genrich, I want to return to the city's approved budget last week for 2022 and what that means in terms of property taxes for the residents of Green Bay. It's being referred to as a modest increase in taxes. Can you explain what that will mean?
Yeah, so a less than a 1% increase in our mill rate. You know, that's really thanks to, in part, to this federal allocation of ARPA resources. As I said, you know, used a very, very small amount of our overall allocation, but $655,000 for those one-time expenses to keep that mill rate down. But it's also because we've been very fiscally prudent in our last couple budgets. My first two budgets that I proposed, you know, we eliminated, you know, one-time spending and really just tried to be as wise as we possibly could with our needs and budgeting appropriately for them. So the first two were, you know, a little bit more difficult than this one, but I think this one, you know, was as widely accepted as it was. It was voted 10-2 by our common council because of those, you know, more challenging budgets that we were able to pass the past 2 years.
It's a property tax increase of about 10 cents per $1,000 in property value, as I understand it, Mayor Genrich?
Yeah, so it's a little bit less than that.
Okay.
after it went all the way through our common council process. But yeah, less than $20 for a $200,000 home, if you will.
And as I understand it, one of the line items that saw a big boost in spending would be elections for Green Bay, with an almost 90% increase from $178,000 to almost $335,000 in preparation for the midterm elections next year.
Yeah, so I think as most folks understand, elections or election costs are very cyclical in our communities. In Wisconsin, we have, you know, many more elections in the even years than we do in the odd. So that's sort of a typical increase that you would see in an even year.
So, Mayor Genrich, you and the city have faced complaints about mishandling the 2020 election for using a grant from a nonprofit called the Center for Technology and Civic Life to help. There was a call for your resignation, and a most recent complaint was filed just a couple weeks ago on November 4th. How do you respond to these?
Right, you know, it's difficult to continue to respond to the disinformation and misinformation that's being spread by very powerful individuals around the state and country. You know, we did everything lawfully and legally and fairly in the city of Green Bay, as I think was the case just about all across the state of Wisconsin. You know, these grant dollars were approved and accepted unanimously by our common council. And so it's just unfortunate that we're continuing to have to deal with these baseless complaints because, you know, they're just a distraction from the actual business that we need to do here in the city of Green Bay.
Is that grant money that you would take again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was tremendously beneficial to our electoral process in November of 2020. I think the experience that people had really couldn't have been much better. We, you know, we can always improve on things, but the reviews that we received were incredibly positive. You know, the idea of conducting a presidential election in the midst of a pandemic still is sort of mind-boggling. So the fact that we were able to accept these grant dollars, use them in a nonpartisan way to reward the poll workers that stepped up and to serve our democracy, to purchase equipment that we needed to process the you know, the huge number of ballots that were coming in. You know, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did with this grant support. And as I said, you know, this was not controversial when it was accepted. Our council has a lot of vigorous disagreements on and debates on all kinds of issues, and this was something that was supported unanimously. So again, it continues to be really unfortunate to see people that that should know better spreading disinformation about our process.
Finally, Mayor Eric Genrich, with tackling issues that are not unique to Green Bay this morning with us, tell us what's great about Green Bay and what makes it so unique.
Gosh, I mean, that's a long list.
you know, sorry, we only have a minute left.
Yeah, right. I'm born and raised in Green Bay and, you know, spent a little bit of time away in Madison, but otherwise I've been here my entire life, and it's an incredibly special place. Obviously, everybody knows about the Green Bay Packers. That's really what puts us on the map internationally. But we're also on the largest freshwater estuary in the world, which is kind of an amazing fact and something many people aren't familiar with. But really, you know, it's the people. And I think, you know, the people, you know, is the subject of the conversation when people come here for whatever reason, if it's the Packers or if it's to enjoy the Bay and the Fox River and all of our natural resources. We're known as a very welcoming people, and that's really what makes us special. There's a real blue collar work ethic and just an openness to all points of views and perspectives and backgrounds, and so we've got a very bright future in front of us, and just very privileged to be able to serve in this capacity.
The mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.